This is the James Paul Artistry Productions podcast. Welcome to this discussion.
Here is an affirmation thought. I want to mention that it happens to be the observance of a special event. Today is Sunday, and yet it may be more holier than others. Here is what I mean. On this day, it is observed this year, the observance of Jesus' death, the memorial. It was on this day over some 2,000 years ago that he had that famous meal. They call it the Last Supper. In many faiths, they call it the Last Supper. And there he actually made a covenant with his disciples. And he was telling them, in this agreement, in this pact, in this contract, you see, I'm picking you as the start, you see. He was saying the start of the membership, if you will, to be kings and priests with him in heaven. When that happened, let me emphasize, before that happened, really, Judas was already excused from the table. I really want to make that clear that he had already told Judas, whatever you're going to do, you go do it more quickly. You know, just leave. So when Judas left, then that's when Jesus did proceed to make that covenant and agreement with all of the faithful disciples that, you know, he had at that table. And so, hey, from those events, and especially, you know, what happened afterwards, we have, look, the Christian congregation all over the world today. It is something else to see. And this is what I want you to keep in mind with the affirmation talk, with this affirmation here, is this. We have to continue to remember that as people hear the good news of God's kingdom, now, right away, and you can see this all the time, people can feel so good about what they're hearing that already before they even have dedicated their lives to God, even through water baptism, they are already claiming to be Christians. You see what I'm saying? And I just want to mention on this day that part of the discipleship is still to get in that water, okay, to get baptized in that water. So that's the way it's been. Jesus started it, etc. Also on this day, in an affirmative talk, this is what I, you know, really want to share. And it's actually something that I do feel the Spirit actually moved me to think about just on this day. And, you know, I never really looked at it in this way, even though I've said it in other ways to others, but to put it in this concise statement with something else, I've never done it before. So I look at that as a blessing from God, if you will, a blessing of His Holy Spirit to share this with me. What is it? It's this. The same way we say God wakes us up every morning is the same way He wakes us up with a cheerful heart for the day. Think about that. The same way, and people, I mean, grandparents and older ones and aunts and uncles and stuff like that, would tell you in a minute that, you know, this is the day that God has made. See, so you can see that there's something positive in that. And they'll say also, oh, look, y'all be thankful God woke you up this morning. You know, and that's the way you say it in this way or that way. But you know something? I wanted to emphasize this for the persons who even, you know, fight with depression or frustration for one reason or the other. Well, hey, it's understandable. And yet, this thought came to my mind. The same way God wakes us up every single day or give us life every single day is the same God that gives us a cheerful heart for the day, to enjoy the day. And you know what? When that feeling comes over you, that encouragement from the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the Holy Spirit comes over you to help you in the morning, to help you throughout the day. It's during those times, and this is what I want you to remember. It's during those times, if you hold on to that understanding, that emotional good feeling, well, guess what? Imagine the way God has made you feel at that moment, being with you forever, actually being with you forever, actually feeling happy and feeling good forever, because that's exactly what Jesus was promising. That's exactly what God's word talks about for the people who will live forever. You will be happy every single day. You will be in good health every single day. You will live to be billions and billions and billions years old. That's right. You know I know what I'm talking about. So, Jesus' ransom sacrifice, that covenant, you know what? It makes all that possible. That agreement, that contract. And since I'm talking about contracts all the time, let me say that honorable contract. Oh, boy. Anyway, have a very wonderful day, perceptive readers. And in your affirmations, remember, always thank God, you see, for the love he's shown you. And be sure to also say something positive or good about yourself. Take care.